Alec Baldwin, Let's Get This Fascist WHRE Out of Our Lives. By Jerome Hudson on September 6, 2020. Actor Alec Baldwin was triggered on Sunday morning after the political press passed around a new report about Donald Trump heckling Barack Obama in an Faux Apprentice performance during the 2012 election. The problem? The story wasn't new. Not even close. Breitbart broke it exclusively in July 2013. Still, it was enough to send Baldwin over the deep end. Let's not spend the final weekend of summer talking about this faux Obama tape. The Boss Baby 2 star said of the recording that was meant to be used by Mitt Romney's president campaign in 2012. Who fucking cares? Baldwin asked in a 8:56 a.m. tweet. Register to vote. And let's get this fascist whore out of our lives. The latest media-induced phony scandal, not shockingly, comes from a new book by President Trump's former attorney-turned-convicted felon Michael Cohen. Here's how CNN reported it. Trump's disdain for Obama was so extreme that he took his fixation a step further. According to Cohen, Trump hired a faux Obama to participate in a video in which Trump ritualistically belittled the first black president and then fired him. Cohen's book, Disloyal, a memoir, doesn't name the man who was allegedly hired to play Obama or provide a specific date for the incident, but it does include a photograph of Trump sitting behind a desk, facing a black man wearing a suit with an American flag pin affixed to the lapel. On Trump's desk are two books, one displaying Obama's name in large letters. Again, Breitbart News Washington editor Matt Boyle had the story first in 2013. Boyle even notes that this non-bombshell, the footage of a fake Obama and Trump, leaked to NBC News Today show in September. It's silly season, sure. And with less than 60 days before the presidential election, our hyperpartisan political press is making mountains out of molehills. But for Alec Baldwin, a Trump-trashing social media screed is always right around the corner. It was just a couple weeks ago that the Mission Impossible star was attacking Trump supporters who spoke at the Republican Nation Convention. Every regular American on this convention program is high. We're gonna raise taxes to pay for the staggering fuck-up of the pandemic by Trump. Baldwin raged. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the forthcoming book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.